Time for the Money Show Explainer. Now it's been very topical. Everybody's going AGOA, AGOA, AGOA. But what is it and why is it so important for South Africa? We're now chatting to Lumkile Mondi, the senior lecturer at the School of Economics and Business at WITS. Lumkile, I'll just go straight into it. What is the benefit of AGOA to South Africa and why should leaders not scoff at it?
It is market access, and therefore it allows many countries within the African continent to have an opportunity in the American market in goods and services that you compete with other countries, therefore got preference. And what is important, Mucheo, is that the growth opportunity really cuts across. So I think the fact that it allows us access to that big market, and America being our second biggest trading partner after China, it means that we need to really try every effort to ensure that we continue accessing that market. It's a very clear market for us.
We've been walking on eggshells in terms of international relations around this issue, and it was because, of course, the U.S. is not happy with how we're dealing with the Russia-Ukraine situation. But do you feel because it's a trade between South Africa, the U.S. and the rest of the continent in terms of AGOA, that the U.S. is now trying to weaponize this trading deal?
Absolutely. I mean, basically, the South African government is being dragged into an international diplomatic issue using trade as a weapon. And it's unfortunate. I think many American businesses that you trade with are aware about this. And it's a shame that, you know, it's a critical point in the history of humanity where the U.S. Has worked with us through difficulty during apartheid, with the Reagan administration continuing opening lines together with Thatcher, with the apartheid regime. And suddenly, when there's a government that's facing huge challenges, dealing with equality and employment, is talking about blocking the access to us due to a geopolitical event, which the Americans are central to it, and no one is taking peace around it at all. So in an event whereby there was really international diplomacy in relation to building peace in terms of the UN Charter, ensuring that there are attempts to breach any differences in the world, as the UN is supposed to be doing, perhaps, and South Africa is playing in a very rogue way, perhaps there'd be a cause for us to be concerned that the Americans are right in this case. I don't think so. I think they need to really be pushing harder, not only using trade, but using other diplomatic issues to bring peace to Europe, as they've done elsewhere.
All right. So China, Russia, and of course the rest of the big BRICS countries, including South Africa, are on the other side, if we can put it that way. And there's been talks of getting away from the petrodollar and de-dollarization. Do you think this is also at play? Maybe looking at the long game is the U.S. and saying maybe we should pinch South Africa now so that we don't have to deal with an unruly child later.
I don't think so. I think it's just a moment around the leadership that South Africa has shown. I think there's a lot of desperation that South Africa, being a new democracy, and many of these countries having played a bigger role in freeing us as Black South Africans, there's a lot of disappointment that they thought that we'll tag along in all the international agendas that the West has. And South Africa hasn't. South Africa is asserting its own independence and sovereignty, saying that we basically will choose how we negotiate international affairs. And I think that's a disappointment that I think many of the countries in the West are having, because we're not towing the line, but we're sticking to having our choices. And your friend may not be my friend. Your enemy may not be my enemy. Therefore, we need to play diplomacy according to the book.
And let's look at then the mixed messages that are coming through, maybe unintentionally. The Western Cape Premier, Ellen Windy, going over to the U.S. to talk on AGOA. Is this not a national matter?
It is a national matter. It indicates to us how deeply divided South Africa is and how the leadership of South Africa is failing to really put the country first, work together. When in a crisis, Some are scoring political points. They're trying to gain advantage in an event that requires us to unite, to talk about how we work together to resolve our domestic problems, how we close the gap between the haves and have-nots, whilst affecting our own independence internationally as a country, because we believe that in South Africa, we are entitled to engage different parties which are aligned to our own agenda in the internal community.
Yeah.
And I guess in this case, this is very, very clear. South Africa is divided not only domestically on various issues relating to distribution of wealth, relating to land, relating to international diplomacy. And therefore, I think it's very, very difficult for us to preach our own problems when we're all pulling differently. Not only.
Yeah, unfortunately, Lumki, we have run out of time around that AGOA issue, and it's one I hope South Africa sorts out quite quickly. The senior lecturer at the School of Economics and Business Science at WITS breaking down the AGOA agreement and its importance to South Africa.